reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The PDGA National Tour was back in action this past weekend for the Carolina Clash. Now PDGA Radio is here to bring you the rundown of results from Charlotte, and we'll also hear from the winners. Also ahead, a look at the upcoming weekend's tournament action, which includes the U.S. Masters Championships in Georgia. We'll cover those stories and run down the rest of this past week's disc golf news and more. It's coming your way in moments from the one and only PDGA Radio for April 30th, 2010. Yes, the Carolina Clash was held this past weekend in North Carolina, serving as the third stop on the 2010 PDGA National Tour. It again brought many of the world's top players all together into the Charlotte area to battle on some of the toughest courses ever made, all designed by Stan McDaniel, who played very well himself over the weekend, settling for a second place in the Masters division as he trailed only Phil Arthur, who had a final margin of 6 throws over McDaniel, with Brad Hammock taking third there in Masters. The women's division had a battle most of the weekend, but again in the end, it was the world's number one ranked female, Valerie Jenkins, taking the trophy back home with her as she comes from behind in the final round, then goes on a runaway with a 9-throw win over Liz Carr. Sarah Stanhope and Liz Lopez finished tied for third place. Billy Crump of Clash DVD Productions caught up with Jenkins afterwards, who said that it was a tough round for her, especially when her mental game was trying to lead her astray.
Yeah, it's tough. I felt myself, playing against her at points, and that's not how you should play. You should play your own game, stick to your game plan, and, whatever happens, happens, but just play your own game.
Jenkins went on to say that once she solved those issues, the last 9 holes became the most important as she gained the lead and stretched it out for the win.
It was a battle. It was the whole front nine. We kind of just handed strokes back and forth and kept continuing on in the final nine. And then it's like the last 5 holes or so, it was just about not making mistakes and just getting through the holes.
Now moving on to the men's open division, there Ken Climel grabbed the first round lead on Friday, breaking the course record with a 58, 12 under on the Charlotte's Web course. However, Saturday's second round saw Dave Fellberg jumping in the lead position using his 10 under 60 on the Renaissance Gold course, propelling himself into a 4-throw lead over Climel. Sunday's final round then started with Climel getting a birdie along with Feldberg's bogey on hole one. That quickly made it only a 2-throw lead for Dave, but he managed his game and the course to a 4-throw final margin of victory over Nico LeCastro, who had the hot round of the day Sunday, pushing him ahead of Climo, who then takes third, followed by local pro Michael Johansson. Again, Billy Crump caught up with Dave Feldberg, who said he's proud to have played the courses smartly and glad the results were good enough for victory.
Let me tell you, it's tough out there. This course is tough. And as soon as the pressure came out, I kept finding tough spots, and I just kept believing that as long as I could get through this hole with 3 or 4 shots, I should be able to take it. And, I played my heart out this weekend. Stan really put me to the test, and I feel proud to have won this tournament.
The win was especially important for Feldberg in regards to the National Tour Point Series, which we'll update later, as he's not going to be playing some of this summer's National Tours, as he does some traveling in Europe.
My plan was luckily to get some of these NTs early, because I'm going to be in Europe for the summer. So they're sending me to Europe to do some teaching and play 2 A-tiers and a major over there. And then I come back, so I'm going to have to skip the Hambrick that I've won 4 out of the last 5, and I might just skip another NT. So I had to get these points early, get my best 4 posted, and then enjoy my European vacation.
The PDGA National Tour's next event will be on the West Coast, May 21st through the 23rd, in Santa Cruz, California, for the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup, followed the very next weekend by the Beaver State Fling in Oregon. PDGA Radio will return with the latest update for the National Tour Point Series next, as well as results from the rest of the PDGA calendar, all from last week. It's coming your way after this message.
Yeah.
It's at PDGAStore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAStore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online Tournament Director and Officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA Course Directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAStore.com.
While the first three national tour events have now been completed, and the drive for the championship presented by Woodchuck Cider is starting to take shape, Liz Carr's second-place finish at the Carolina Clash this past weekend has been very instrumental now in maintaining her lead in the season points race. Valerie Jenkins' win in Charlotte now puts her 86 points behind Carr, but that's closer than it looks since Jenkins has played in one less event, missing the Memorial due to a knee injury. Liz Lopez's performance in Charlotte now propels her into a third-place tie with Carrie Burl Berlegar. That's out of the 27 total women who have earned national tour points so far this year. In the men's race, Dave Feldberg has a comfortable 11-point lead over Ken Climel, that due in part to winning two of the first three national tour events, Climel winning the other. Nicola Castro's second-place finish in Carolina narrowed the gap between him and Climel in second to 12 points. Paul Ulibarri and Nate Doss round out the top five, also the only other players with more than 200 points. Players earn those points based upon their order of finish at each of the nine national tour stops this year. They'll use their best 4 points results, then add those with results from the World and U.S. Championships in order to declare the season award winner and player of the year. Again, the next national tour event will be the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup in Santa Cruz, California, May 21st through the 23rd, followed the next weekend by the Beaver State Fling in Oregon. Now running down the results from some of the other PDGA tournaments that were held this past weekend of April 24th and 25th, it will lead us first to an A-tier overseas in Europe, Denmark, more specifically for their Copenhagen Open, where Anders Svärd took the title, winning a playoff over Ville Pipo. The women's division went to Birgitta Lagerholm, and Masters won by Hans Tegebakk. Back domestically in Wisconsin, they held the annually popular Standing Rocks Open in Stevens Point. Kayla Viska takes the win, but not before needing a three-person playoff to break that first-place tie that they held with Travis Mick and Kyle Pinkman. Barrett White won the women's division. Steve Kindy took Masters, and Ben Budzin won in advanced. Greg Barsby got a win in California at their Auburn Open. Matt Hall won in Texas. Matt Dollar won in Tennessee. Tyler Horn won in Kentucky at the Bowling Green Open. Mitch Sonderfan got a win in Colorado. And Coda Hatfield also got a win in Oklahoma. Full results available from PDGA.com. And as we mentioned earlier, this weekend brings another PDGA major tournament to the calendar with the Tim Solinski U.S. Masters Championships, taking place Friday through Sunday at the International Disc Golf Center in Georgia. Scores, video highlights, and lots more media coverage of that event will be able to be found from PDGA.com all weekend long. And then other A-tiers for this weekend include the Amateurs' turn to play the Steady Ed Masters Cup in Santa Cruz, the St. Louis Open in Missouri, and the Gaithersburg, Maryland area will be hosting the Seneca Creek Soiree. B-tiers include the Centennial Cup in Oklahoma, the Great Chili Cookout in New York, the Dave Pittner Memorial in Illinois, Fun in Sun is in Florida, the Riverside Drive is in Ohio, Creekside Open in Utah, along with dozens of other sanctioned tournaments all being held throughout the ever-growing disc golf world. That includes international events scheduled this weekend for Latvia, Belgium, the United Kingdom, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland, Austria, the Netherlands, and the 21st Annual National Championships held in Japan early next week, Monday through Wednesday, May 3rd through the 5th. You can find the full schedule of sanctioned events along with results from them online at PDGA.com.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
We'll wrap up this edition of PDGA Radio for April 30th, 2010 with your disc golf news. And first, the news from the latest PDGA Board of Directors meeting that we have minutes for, which was held on March 11th. There it was noted the finances of the PDGA are the healthiest in the association's history. That due to solid growth, new revenue streams, and attention to cost. The PDGA experienced substantial increases in income, and a net financial position in 2009 pending a financial audit. But at the end of 2009, the PDGA had a net financial position of about $390,000. That's an increase of more than $160,000 compared to the same period last year. Do the math on that. Good times for the PDGA. Also, memberships up about 9.5% last year, 4.5% so far this year, and also about 5% more sanctioned tournaments scheduled so far this year than at the same time last year. And a reminder to the nearly 12,000 current PDGA members out there that the next player ratings update is scheduled for this upcoming week, Tuesday, May 4th. It will include all events submitted to the PDGA office prior to April 20th. The PDGA Board of Directors will also be holding their annual Spring Summit, that at the International Disc Golf Center, coming up in just a couple weeks, May 13th and 14th. And that runs us out of time for this week's edition of PDGA Radio. Join us again next week. We'll have results from the U.S. Masters Championships there in Georgia, right at the PDGA headquarters, along with the rest of your disc golf news. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio, wishing everyone the safest of travels and happiest of disc golf adventures.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.